the expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Ons. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Roberts, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
What is happening, guys? It's Duddy. Before we get into the show, I just wanted to wish you all a very happy new year. Thank you guys for sticking with us through 2021. We could not be more excited about what we have coming up for you guys in 2022. And while we did take the last month off for the holidays, we pre-recorded a few episodes for you. This first one is with our good friends Catastro. They came down to the bunker, performed some songs for us live, and we get to catch up on a lot of old tour stories that we've had together. So hope you guys enjoy the show and just happy to be back with you guys. Enjoy. Peace.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Oh yeah, we're back. Episode 117 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, has a laugh, and we play live music. That's us. Fairest of the fair, bravest of them all. I'm Jake Bushnell, co-host of this show. Let me introduce you to the host of this show, my brother, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads, one half of the Roman Duddy Project. Here he is, everybody, Duddy B.
What is happening? That's right, 117, Jake. Wow.
It's been a while, but we're back.
Yes, it
has. And we're in the ones.
Yes, welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
Hope everybody had a great new year and a happy holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
But it does feel good to be back in the bunker.
Yeah. A proper show, Duddy.
Proper
show.
No
more Zoom.
No
more
Zoom.
We've got a band here.
We've got an awesome band. We have a great show for you today, guys. We have my good friends, Catastro. They're here today. They're going to perform live. We've got all your guys' favorite stuff. I do have someone who should be slapped. I'm going to tell you why. We've got my new least favorite segment ever, Fan Watch. We have a new segment called the One Star Search, and that is where we go and we find people who gave us one star ratings and we read their review on us. That's going to be fun. We're going to hear some live music, like I said. We do have some scary stories for you as well, and then we also have some Q&A from our Patreon members. It's going to be an awesome show, so let's just get right into it, Jake. Let's bring them on.
Yeah.
We got our good friends here. The whole band is here.
Yes.
Guys, the whole band Catastro is here, but sitting here with us at the table, we have Ryan and Andy, and we're so stoked to have you guys here.
Hell yeah, thank you for having us, man.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, Andy is four stiffies deep right now.
Three and a half stiffies deep.
Yeah. I stuck to the cores so that we could be one coherent person on here. So, but I am nice. Four cores deep.
Okay.
Four Coors Lights.
Yeah.
And you're almost on four stiffies, which is like, I don't know. Those that's are like three shots per drink style stiffies right
the
there.
The way Duddy was pouring them, yeah, I think it is.
Those
yeah,
are heavy.
You're probably at like nine Coors equivalent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go for it though.
But you wouldn't even know it if you were sitting with them. They're
no.
holding it together so far. We'll see how the show goes.
We'll see how the show goes.
You guys are like kind of coming to the end of a nice tour, or right? Or how long was this tour? You guys are coming to the end of it though.
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been about 2 weeks. It's a quick one. We did like a one-off with them in Denver, and then we added a couple headlining shows like right us back.
And that was Fortunate Youth, right?
With Fortunate Youth, yes. Yeah. And then we kind of had like a week to get over, so we added a couple headlining shows, and then we just did Northern California down. So we got a couple shows left here in San Diego, but
we nice. Had a banger in Salt Lake.
That's I heard. I heard yes. you guys had a great show.
I think it was our biggest...
Yeah, I think it was our
show away from home.
Away from home.
Nice.
Yeah. Wait, tell us about it. So where's it at? How like was this one of the ones you added, or was have you had this on the books for a while?
Yeah, we added it. So we were supposed to do a headlining show in Salt Lake, and then we canceled it, and then we were supposed to play with you, at the soccer stadium in Salt Lake, the Rio Tinto.
Oh, it got moved.
But then it got moved.
Got moved. And then I heard you said, Daddy said, no.
Well, I said,
that's why they moved it. They're like, Catastro's coming. We're fucking changing
the date. I said, if we change the date, will Catastro be able to make it? And they were like, no. And I was like, change the date.
Whatever you got to so no, you're going to lose money.
Whatever
so I don't
it takes.
Care.
Don't even pay me. Just take them off the bill.
Yeah, I'll take a reduction.
But it worked out.
No, it worked out because we just built up that, you know, that anticipation for the show. It was like, it was crazy. We think we did like, you know, well over 500 people in there.
Nice.
And it was fun. It was cool to like do the shows where we're support for Fortunate Youth. And those ones have been great. But it's also like seeing our own crowds growing in like in between is kind of like that little extra boost.
Well, it's cool. You know, and it makes it like when you look at, like you said, you're doing the support gig right now. I mean, we did how many opening, you know, tours were. But then you go and you do your headlining tour.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's over 500 people there to see you guys. And you're like, ah, oh, all that work I put in.
Yeah.
It's paying off, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, like since this last album, Sucker, dropped, we've noticed all of our shows have been like doubling or tripling. Like literally like every single one's like doubled or tripled in size. So it's like even like some of them are still small, but like they used to be 20 people and now it's like 60 or something. You know what I mean? But it's like, it's the first time we notice like, oh, these songs are like connecting with people. So
it's a great album and the recording sounds great. And like, the songs are super catchy.
Thank you.
I get it.
Yeah. We were spinning it earlier in here. And then, how close is Salt Lake to you guys too? You're in Arizona. I feel like you could get there. You might have to just do that. Cause you know, the Dirty Heads kind of blew up, I would say, in Arizona.
That was
before here, and you guys would just massage the shit out of that. You were always in Arizona growing a crowd. You guys need to get over to Salt Lake take it over.
Yeah, well, I mean, because like when you guys did that, that's like what really hit our band off was because we would open up for you guys and we'd bring 100 of our drunk high school friends.
Yep.
And they would be like all underage, like hammered kids in the crowd. But then you guys were like, okay, like the promoters, who's now our manager for the last like 10 years, is like, you know, have these kids like come back and open up for them. And then like you guys grew and it like just helped our fan base. So like once you guys took off, we had like a really solid setup in our hometown. We're now our home shows. Like we just did
grew two nights in Arizona. In a row at Marquee.
Yeah. So. Oh, hell yeah.
That was
That's
your
awesome.
Your first sold out show was in Arizona, right?
Was it the Clubhouse?
Yeah. Clubhouse.
The Clubhouse, probably. Yep. I remember there was a few bands that like every time we'd come in, we would play with you guys were for sure one of them. And then there was another band too that, oh my God,
Rack?
They were the nicest kids, right?
Yeah, Rack.
And their band was Rack. And I remember we played with them a couple of years in a row.
Why are you
and then
laughing?
I'm going to tell you why. And you know what? Bless their hearts. They're sweet, sweet boys.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Right? But
I
found out years later what Rack stood for.
Oh, no.
Bro, it's hard for me to even say.
What does it say? Spit it out. I know.
Just
I know.
Spit it out.
Spit it out.
And before I say the name, I want you to know, too, that these are just young, just white kids from Arizona.
In the desert.
In the desert of Arizona.
Six and a half hours
away
from
the
beach.
When you have to announce that they're white, something so horrifying is coming next.
This is what it's RAC.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
RAC, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Rastafarian Awareness Club.
No! Yeah. Yes. I couldn't have imagined anything worse.
Awareness Club? Like, let me tell you.
How good are you thinking? Is it going to be
like? Are they knocking on doors?
Like, well, it's like, it's at the same level as like animal cruelty. It's like everybody needs to know about Rastafarians in Arizona right now.
So,
dude, it was good.
Bad of the Rasta.
Rasta.
Wow. What's say it again. Say
Rastafarian
again.
Awareness Club.
They were fire.
Young white boys from Arizona.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Those were nice guys.
Them.
They were super nice
How
guys.
Nice guys were they? Just signed a big record deal.
What?
Yeah.
He's a liar.
No, he has a residency.
You're a really great
liar.
He's got a
residency at Wynn.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Yeah, dude.
They're
on Bob Marley Records, right?
Yeah, Bob Marley Records.
Luke, find out right now if Rack has more Spotify listeners than me.
This
is an impromptu new thing, more than Jake, where we look on Spotify. I have 7 monthly listeners as a musician. Yeah. I do. So if I want to see if Rack has 8 or more, we can move on. Luke will do the investigation, but that's a new thing.
So what else? What's going on for you guys after this tour?
After this, we
we're doing some shows with Sublime with Rome.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, you guys are doing the New Year's. So yeah, you guys will have just done those a couple days ago.
Yeah, we just finished it. The shows were great.
Yeah, they were incredible. Crowd, right?
Sold out both nights.
Oh my God. Can't believe that Eric did that on stage.
Yeah. Oh, me too. And then Rome, I think, fainted halfway through the second night. But yeah, that was crazy. Wild. That was a crazy show.
Crazy. It was supposed to be with you guys, but I remember and Reggae Rise Up, I was like, are you guys like doing a New Year's show? And you said, fuck no. So then... That's
to be honest,
where
I actually did say that. And it has nothing to do with, obviously, it has nothing to do with Arizona. We it's love Arizona. Us. And obviously, it has nothing to do with Marquee. We've played there many times. It's just that Catastro was on the bill.
Yeah.
And like I said before, I was just out. I'm out.
Hey, I've only played the Marquee once. I played with you guys, I believe.
Yeah.
Because we were opening up for Dirty Heads on tour and we came through and we played with you guys there.
Yeah.
That was on my birthday. I remember the day. Wow. That was cool. Yep. Yeah.
Do you still talk to the HB Surround Sound guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still friends with all of them.
Awesome.
And we like had a barbecue recently and we all got together and like jammed a song. We hadn't played a song in like 6 or 7 years.
Nice. That's
so
cool,
that was
man.
Fun. That's Everyone really cool. has kids. Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually meeting up with the bass player, Mike Broberg, in a couple weeks.
Hell yeah.
Yep, they're all still rad dudes.
That's all, it really is kind of crazy like how much history we have with like just all of you guys separately on different tours. Because totally, like the Clubhouse days was like, we were brand new, just starting. And then like you guys were like, we're just starting to get like
just
crazy.
Starting to
like
kinda,
it was like kind of taking off then with the Stan Tall and shit. And it's crazy like just over the years. How long we've known each other.
It is wild how long
we've been in Mexico
we've been doing
together.
This. We've talked about that Mexico show many times on here, and that shit was so wild.
That's where we had the, what were we freestyling about? Liking Boys or something?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yes.
It was a boy love freestyle. Yeah.
We were at JJ's on the beach down in Mexico, and we've talked about the show. It was at Rocky Point.
Yeah, Rocky Point, JJ's. And I want to say, that Jared threw up on stage into a trash can?
He did.
Honestly, it's one of my favorite pictures ever. I still have this picture at home. But this is back before cell phones and stuff. It was like an actual photo. And it's Jared throwing up into the trash can. And it just says basura on it. You know, like, because we're in Mexico. And it's on stage.
Yeah.
But we're not booked to play this place. We're just there and in the back in the outside area. It's right on the water and they had a stage and we decided that, oh.
I thought it was a thing. I thought you guys were supposed to like do like a day thing there.
I don't think so.
Why was everybody there? Because the show was the night before, but nobody came to the show because there was like everybody was worried about the cartel shit. But yeah. So it was literally just all the band. It was like us and the B Foundation and like just standing there watching you guys play. And
half the time I hear about the Mexico shows, it's like there was no one there because of the. You guys are always telling me about Mexico shows where like someone spent $1 million and no one showed up.
Yeah. Same show.
Okay, it's all the same stories.
We're literally the only people there were the bands.
Okay.
Christian did something really fucked up that trip, right? Didn't he shit in someone's sink or something?
No,
someone shit on their band.
One of the other bands, Christian got a like that night
monkey. Right?
He got a sculpture of a monkey sculpture on the streets of Mexico when we were wasted at night, and he loved this fucking monkey sculpture. He was just, oh my god, my sculpture, my monkey,
and he decided he loved.
Yeah, he loved this sculpture, right? So he's carrying this monkey around all night, and then we get back to the hotel. He's got his monkey, and it like somehow I forget how, but the monkey broke in half.
No,
right? The monkey Christian fucking broke in half. Dude, it gets even better. And I can't think of the name of the band that did this. Kind of legendary for this.
Rack.
It was Rack. Blame everything on Rack.
Bro, it could have very well been.
I mean, to go to Mexico. My band never once got invited to Mexico. Rack was down there spreading awareness. God damn it.
No, who did we go? We drove down with a band in their van. I can't even remember their name. No, it wasn't Payuka. It was a band that's no longer a band. Another band that's no longer a band.
It was another.
We've outlasted a lot of people. Yes. We're like cockroaches in the scene, I think.
But yeah, so we wake up the next morning and it's time to bounce. We're going driving back to California and we go to our van and the top half of the broken monkey, I'm not kidding you when I say this, is smushed to the top of our van. With human shit.
Christian shit.
No, it was Christian's monkey.
Was it?
I would never have done
it
that.
It was one of the other bands took his broken monkey, shit I think on the van and then just squished the monkey into the shit.
It's gotta be Bee Foundation. Dude, that sounds like a Bee Foundation.
It might have been Bee Foundation.
So we were on one of our early tours. We were on tour with Bee Foundation, and they were like really into pranking. That's why, like, I think it might be them because I know they were there. But they did where we were all vegan at the time, and they put these like we kept seeing them trying to put like fillets of salmon underneath our van like seat. But like we caught them because we're like, what is this guy doing trying to get into our van like every single day? But one day they actually got us and they put like sardines in the visor, and I was like, it was so hot and they just like popped. It was so gross. And so we're like, we got to get these guys back. And so they let us stay at this house where they knew the people there. We're on the cul-de-sac. It's like the last, like, was one night off, and then we had to drive home from Texas or something. So like, how are we going to get them back? And we heard that Jason from Bee Foundation is like unreal ups, like hates mayonnaise. Like he can't do it. Like they're like, if there's like mayonnaise on a sandwich, like whatever you guys do, just don't involve mayonnaise, because he will literally like try to kill you guys. Like he fucking hates it, whatever. So we all collectively shaved all of our pubes
from the whole month of the tour pubes.
And we made a little puby aioli, and we mix it we mix like a month of like six guys tour pubes in with mayonnaise.
Oh my god, the worst type of pubes.
Dude, and so we smeared it underneath all the handles of their van. On the lock, in the trailer, like it was like on the trailer thing. And so we made this sign, and I was like, we know you guys like fish, but do you like crabs? And we put it on their windshield, because we knew like the crabs funny because it's pubes, but we knew that they would think that we hid crabs inside their car.
Yes.
So they immediately went to open up the door.
Oh.
And it was like, they said it's like, it's a good thing you guys were out of town. Like we waited till we were like leaving, but it was chaos. Wow. It was so gross.
Dude. That is fucking disgusting.
Nicely done. Yeah. We even put a sense of urgency on him for the handle. Luke is telling me to have you back off the mic just a bit, okay. Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, Luke.
Put a little timestamp. I want to cut that out, and that needs to be a drop for us now. We made a little pube aioli.
Yeah. Go ahead and get us that cut. Wow. That's horrifying shit. We've heard of like pranks and things on the show yet. The shit monkey's fun, but then, so you guys, that's fun, but almost harmless. You guys in the Bee Foundation are sick fucks.
Yeah. Well, it was that one tour, and it was called the Spring Harvest Tour, and we called it the Spring Starvest Tour because we made no money. And we were like, I think we were money halfway through the tour, and we're like, we have just as much enough, like with what we're making on the rest of the tour, for all of us to only eat peanut butter sandwiches every day for 2 weeks. And I was like, I remember being in the backseat, I'm like, I can't fucking do this. Like, I can't live on peanut butter.
Dude, peanut butter is the unsung hero of many tours for bands. Yeah. It doesn't get a lot of shine, but that'll save your life.
Let's put a little shine on peanut butter, Jay.
Peanut butter, gang. It's really good for bands on tour, you guys, to get you through. But I do like, as a thing, like the Starvest. Like someone who's really great at starving or something.
Spring Starvest Tour.
No, he's a starvist. Yeah, we're going to go listen to him talk.
He's like an illusionist. He just starves on stage.
Holy shit. That was fun.
Yeah.
We didn't plan on that going there. We were like, we'll just catch up and ask you about the new single. Then Shit Monkeys and the Starvest. But let's talk about that now, because you do have a new single. And it's doing good. It's got like 2 million fucking plays on Spotify. Luke, does Rack have more listeners than me? They're not online.
I don't know, because they were before like Spotify and
they were
try, and all try like that. Like a dot after every letter. Like R. Dot A. Dot C.
Try and do the R, make it red, do the A in green, and then make the C in gold. Yeah.
Write it out in full Rasta, you know, awareness convention or whatever there.
If you put a boop boop at the end, it'll pop right up.
So doing good online and new album. So that's why you guys are on tour, right? You're supporting it.
Yeah.
It came out probably like 6 months ago.
Yeah, it came out
4 months ago.
Dude, I don't even know.
In the summer.
But it did well for us. We got some playlists. What else did we get?
Yeah, we got a ton of, like, right when it came out, we got really lucky, and we, like, one of our older songs got place on Outer Banks for like the new season of Outer Banks.
Oh, nice.
And so that dropped like the week after our new album came out. So it's like we had this old song blowing up, getting like over 30,000 streams a day that was like, it had dropped down. Obviously, it was like 7 years old or something. Mm-hmm. And so we're just like, whoa, what's going on there? And then our new song, we got like 6 or 7 playlists on Spotify, thanks to Allison Hagendorf. And
shout out.
Yeah, Spotify. We got all this crazy stuff. Like, we played the Suns finals like at the Phoenix Arena.
I saw that. Oh, yeah. That was
damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So we started getting a bunch of like really, like after this album dropped, we started getting all this really cool
that's
stuff.
That's awesome. Recently.
And that's the way I feel.
It, yeah, the way I feel is the main single off of that one.
Isn't that funny how it is right now? Which this is a beautiful thing. You know, a lot of people complain about how music is now. You know, like, oh, you know, I don't know. You always hear people saying, like, music's weird now. There's no good bands on the radio. It kind of doesn't matter because there's the Spotify thing.
Yeah.
The deal is get added to playlists or get on a movie, like a soundtrack for the show that you got. What happened, Luke? Why are you giving us? Oh, no. Luke found Rack.
Oh.
Okay, real quick, and then we'll get back to this. I gotta know, dude.
We gotta listen.
Are they beating my 7 plays a month?
I thought you said you found it.
Yeah. Luke, you son of a bitch. I was gonna say a real cool thing there. What? Oh, they're killing me.
Well, no, you can use them. That's your more than Jake.
That's my motivation, huh? Is to catch Rack.
That's it. We're starting the thing.
They haven't been banned in a good while.
At least 15 years.
Oh my God, that's horrible. All right. Well, I mean, my shit's 7 years old too, and it sucks. So, but anyway, so basically, look at the Dirty Heads. Right? I always say this now because they had the TikTok thing happen.
Yeah.
What, you guys got 1 billion plays from that? I would
say. You
got
a billy?
Did you see what happened with them on TikTok?
I mean, I love TikTok.
Well, my TikTok is only homeless people on my page, so I don't really see it then. I don't see the Dirty Head stuff. I only see the actual Scum of the Earth.
Some bikini chicks did a vacation TikTok that went viral, and then another group of people did it, and then another group. It went viral 20 times over, millions upon millions upon millions of shares, and it like pushed it into, I mean, the album went platinum, the song went platinum, so it's like a weird thing. Just like you said, an old song for you hit in some weird way and blew up on the download stream thing.
Yeah.
That can happen now. It's just a new way that music can blow up.
It really is crazy, especially with
TikTok. Have hope, everybody.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's just like you, that stuff too, that like you can't really force. Like you could try to force it, but like TikTok's just going to happen. Like if it happens, it happens. So it's like same thing with the playlist. It's like we got some playlists on an album like 6 or 7 years ago, but then we did multiple albums where we didn't get any playlist and it was just only our fans listening to it over and over again. And then this one came out and we got like 6 of them. So it's like, it's just, you know, making noise. It's like whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
When we got on that Netflix show, Outer Banks, I was like, I'd heard of the show and I looked it up and I was like, oh, what is this? And it said it's like the number one, or it was number 3 on Netflix behind.
Number 1 when it came out.
It was well,
when it came out. No, but I'm saying like
out.
As far as like the whole year, it was number 3 under just Tiger King and Ozark for that first season. So we got on the second season. I was like, oh, this is
that's
big.
Great. Yeah.
So like once it came out, I didn't think anybody was actually going to be like, oh, what's this song like?
We Shazammed really high somewhere. Where?
Yeah, we started charting on Shazam even. Like, it was weird. I didn't think anybody would like pull out their phone and be like, what's the song? But they did.
It's like, it's a really good thing. And it's just a never give up thing. And if you have a band and you love it, it can get, I know how it can be because this happened with me where I stopped playing with my band. I just got older and I started, I think it's encouraging for bands that are out there, like, just keep playing.
Right.
Because there's a million ways to make it now. You used to have to be playing to make it. As soon as you stopped, it's over. That kind of maybe still is the way, but you can have some song blow up online 10 years after your band broke up, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But I'm telling people, like, if you're in a band and you feel like it's slowing down and you feel like you might want to stop, I say, look, maybe you don't have to tour as much. Maybe you don't have to play out as much. Just keep playing. Keep making music with your friends. Keep putting it online. You never know. But you guys have been working hard forever, so I want things to keep happening for you guys. Just keep putting the fucking music out.
And it will, and it seems like it's moving in that direction.
It is. And look, finally now you're getting all this love, and now everything else you put out after that's going to have way more eyes on it.
Yeah.
Just keep fucking playing music.
I know. Don't I mean, it really stop. Is like, I think Jared told us like a long time ago, is like the hardest part about being in a band is not quitting. And it's like, it didn't make sense to me then because I was like, this is so fun. But now it's like, I'm 31 and you're like, oh no, it really is. Like you just have to keep going and it's just, it's getting better every year. But we'll see how it goes. Cause I feel like this pandemic, like what you're saying is it shut everything down for, you know, 2 years. And there's a lot of bands that either you can work really hard and set yourself up for once you can get back, like what we did. Or if you just go away, then you're just done. You're just done. It's like we tried to take as much advantage of it in writing that album and took our time on it instead of having to rush like all the other stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's hear some of this music. Let's get into a song really quick. What song do you guys want to do first?
Let's do Pocket Fulla, which is a new song off our last album, Sucker.
Awesome. Let's hear it. This one is called Pocket Fulla.
Boom.
Yeah, do it every day. You and I really not the same. Catch me with the homies switching lanes. Call them up and say we on the way. I can feel it though. It's creeping up like whoa. I got the feeling though. I think it's taking over like whoa. Lose my mind. On another level and my crew too fly. And I got a pocket full of ooh mama. If you got a problem you could cruise right by. You could cruise right by. About to lose my mind. On another level and my crew too fly. And I got a pocket full of ooh mama. I'ma call your girl, she gon' cruise right by, she gon' cruise right by. All that bullshit tonight goes out the window. Talk to her like I ain't heard of no friend zone. All that bullshit tonight goes out the window. It goes right out the window. One is significant, two is ridiculous. Three took me to another level, let's get into it. It's creeping up like whoa. It's taking over like whoa. Lose my mind. On another level and my crew too fly. I got a pocket full of ooh mama. If you got a problem, you could cruise right by. You could cruise right by. But to lose my mind. On another level of my crew to fly. And I got a pocket full of ooh mama. I'ma call your girl, she could cruise right by. She could cruise right by. But to cruise right by. I got that ooh mama. I'm about to cruise right by. Got a pocket full of ooh mama. All that bullshit tonight goes out the window. Talk to her like I ain't heard of no friends. All that bullshit tonight goes out the window. Right out the window, right out the window. Lose my mind. On another level and my crew's too fly. And I got a pocket full of ooh mama. If you got a problem, you could cruise right by. You could cruise right by. I'm about to lose my mind. On another level and my crew's too fly. And I got a pocket full of ooh mama. I'ma call your girl, she go cruise right by, cruise right by, yeah. I'm on another level and my crew's too fly. And I got a pocket full of ooh mama. I'm on another level and my crew's too fly. All that bullshit tonight goes out the window. Talk to her like I ain't heard of no friends. All that bullshit tonight goes out the window. Right out the window, right out the window. I'm on another level and my crew's too fly. Fly, fly, fly. I'm on another level and my crew's too fly. Fly, fly, fly.
Yes, thank you guys. That was awesome.
Oh,
what was your favorite part about that song?
I got you just you both knew exactly
what was going on. Oh, fuck. I know for the listeners, too. Of course, we put that song in after. So we just had to fake the funk. Hey, that was good. Nailed it.
Oh, man.
But you did nail it. You guys actually came in, and once you guys chose what song you were going to play, you never played a song twice. That is a first.
All first takers.
I kind of noticed that when I was filming.
Yeah.
First take every one of them. You guys are pros. You have been playing forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you guys start in 2007? You came in. I know there was a bass player before you. You were at the beginning.
A bass player who was way better.
That's true.
Yeah. They've been just trying to find someone. in the meantime.
I've lasted until then.
No. So, or did you come into the band in 2007?
I came in 2008. So just the next year.
Started in 2007?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Who was the other dude? One other guy wasn't in the very start.
We had another guitarist. Yeah. His name was Ryan Krebs.
Way better.
Yeah.
Way better. Yeah.
But like, so the other guitarist and the bassist both quit within like the first year of them making the band. And then I took over, and they like on their last show, they forced me to go up on stage and play one show, like one song with them. And we had like, it was just a complete mess. Cause it's like these are these guys' last show. And they walked off stage, and then I walked up, and we were all like blacked out drunk and 18 years old. It was a mess.
Now they're at home watching Outer Banks going, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
They both went and formed their own band. Rack.
I do. Yeah. Spreading awareness across the desert about the Rastafarian religion.
No, but I told you before, though.
Yeah.
Hey, I was on the way here.
Oh, yeah. Prep everybody. This is where the show gets dark. It's been all fun.
Hey, reminiscing. I'm ready to get dark.
This is a very serious podcast, and Duddy's going to take it to a
dark place. Let's get dark, Duddy.
I'm driving here.
Dark with Duddy.
I'm driving here, and I see something. I see someone do something, and I'm just like, what the fuck? It's just this
person deserves to be slapped.
What if the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap!
This person deserves to be slapped. Right. And I'm not, I don't want to like hurt. I kind of want it. I want them to feel pain.
Yes.
They're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're going to be fine, but they're going to remember the slap.
Yeah.
From Duddy.
Yeah.
From me.
There's not a lasting mark that, you know, but a remembrance of a moment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
this is, you should
I
be
see
slapped.
This. I'm driving. And why is this a person that, why is this a thing? The guy or girl who stops 3 to 4 car lengths before the crosswalk.
Oh, hate it.
Ooh.
Why? Like, I don't even, it's the littlest thing. It's not a big deal, but it just makes me so angry. when you pull up to the crosswalk and you look over and you're like, wait, there was a, and then you look back and they're 40 feet behind your car and and there's just an empty space next to you. It just makes me so
it's
mad.
It's one of those things.
Oh,
this could be a good, this is probably a good person who needs to be slapped just to join. Cause then what it does. And when Duddy brought it to me, he's all, dude, someone needs to be slapped. And I'm like, what happened? And he's like, you know, the person that doesn't pull all the way up to the crosswalk. And there's people that stay 5 feet back.
Sure.
And I get that. Cause a crazy bicyclist coming through or whatever. You don't want to catch the front hood, but the 3-car length thing is, it's really rough.
And
it makes you feel like you're doing the wrong thing when you pull up.
Oh no, I'm not doing the wrong thing.
No, but it makes you feel.
Well, I think so. Andy goes like 2 car lengths ahead of it.
That's a real fuck you move there. Yeah, that's a you're not gonna cross today, or you'll have to.
I drive the way I want to drive.
You do.
I got 16 tickets.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yep.
So you won't be driving the way you want to drive for much longer.
Well, the thing is, if I get my license taken away, I'm gonna drive dirty.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa. No.
Oh, you don't even care. You're just going
to
keep doing it.
He just does not want to have to drive on tour. That's what it is.
If
I just trash my record, then I got it.
Well, he used to do that because he obviously, I mean, nobody likes driving on tour because it's 16-hour drives. But we were going down a mountain. It was like a 6% grade.
Serious.
And we're doing this again.
And so like, We always have to, you have to put it in manual, like manually like throw the thing down so it breaks you, whatever. So we tell him to throw it down and he throws it up.
Throw it in the gear.
He throws it straight up into reverse at 80 miles an hour.
Good for your
down.
I was just like, this tour sucks.
That's the Spring Starfest tour.
It
literally might have been.
I hit that shit all the
way
down
blap.
To the lowest gear you could. So I was.
It
shut off and it needed like an hour. It was just like, I just need to chill.
And then it started working again. And I was like, fuck, we got to go play another show at B Foundation.
We're going to make it.
There's two types of people that in the band driving thing. Jared Duddy will famously say, Jared had like a suspended license for a long time. So he got away with the no driving. Or there's the guy in your band or girl who will just drink 3 drinks immediately at the venue, and then when it's like you're driving tonight,
I can't.
That was me.
I already fired up.
That used to be me. Yeah.
That's right.
We would like. Well, we would all go because we had no tour manager.
Who's driving tonight?
I'm already drunk.
Exactly. I can't. I'm
just like, chugging.
And they'll do this one. I'm buzzed, but I'll drive if you want. You're like, no, you're buzzed already.
I'm fine. You just ask more driving. Yeah. I'm fine. Like I'll do it. They're just like, no.
Wow.
It's okay.
So that's another thing for the bands that I, you know, just don't give up. Don't quit. and get wasted immediately at the venue, and you won't have to drive or trash your driving record. This is how I just want to help young bands out there.
Yeah, and you know, if you are the unlucky soul that gets chosen to drive after the show, pull all the way up to the crosswalk. You know, just pull all the way on that.
For fuck's sake.
Let's be real, guys.
Oh, yeah, this is You Should Be Slapped, isn't it, Duddy? Yeah.
I think maybe we should be slapped now.
No, it's good. That's all. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
But there's no one on earth who doesn't know that person.
Everyone has seen this person, and everyone goes, why are you doing that?
Yeah. You slow down next to them, and then you go, oh, wait, no, why? And then you realize every other car goes all the way up, and they just sit there like they're worse than everyone.
Yeah.
Which they are. You're better than everyone.
Forward. I'm better.
Worse. All right. They should be slapped, Duddy. I agree. And you know who else should be slapped?
Uh-oh.
Who?
All of you guys, apparently, for trying to make music. This is Fan Watch, where we search through the fans of the Dirty Heads, the fans of Catastro, and we look for the fans that don't like you guys anymore, apparently. You're going to find out all about this guy, like, really soon.
We're about to tell you.
He said he's Charlie Winter, and he's 46.
So look,
you're going to find out about Charlie.
I did see this one. So I thought it was fucking great.
That's actually my
private account, Josh.
They did a great job. It's hilarious.
Okay, well, let's set this all up. So this is the Fan Watch, right? So recently, Duddy posted a photo to his Instagram of himself with a neck brace on because he hurt his neck during the last tour a little bit.
What'd you do?
It was a
long story short, because I've already explained it, but okay.
On the show, yeah. Like
guys, remember, I'm 40. Sorry. I'm 40 years old. Yeah. Remember, I got whiplash on a roller coaster. Okay? This happened.
No way.
And then I didn't realize that it happened. I just thought I was sore, and then I went multiple fly dates, concerts. I rehearsed like 6 days in a row in Nashville, flew to Mexico.
It just got worse and worse.
Oh my God.
Before I finally went in and wondered why my entire left arm was going numb.
Was it worth it? Roller coaster worth it?
Yeah. It was my son's first time. He was of height to be able to go on all the rides. Oh, so we just went on like a billion fucking rides.
Go back to back. That's awesome.
And I just destroyed myself. So next time you're going to go on a roller coaster, do some stretching.
So his son, you know, aged up into the roller coasters, and Duddy aged out all on the same day.
But look, and I want to make it clear, I didn't actually need a neck brace. My cat got fixed. Cat has the cone.
Let's explain that. Okay, so Duddy on his Instagram.
So I thought this will be a funny photo.
Yes, of himself with the neck brace. His hair's parted down the middle. He looks really good.
Did you get the neck brace from your injury, though? Like, they gave you a neck
brace? No, it's even worse than that, guys.
Oh, God.
I'm searching online for some things to help my back. I got some things to stretch my back, some like physical therapy stuff, all back and neck stuff. So what does the internet do? It starts showing you, well, if you need all that, you also might need this. So this fucking $5 neck brace pops up, and I'm already buying back and neck stuff. And I look over at my cat, and my cat's in a cone. And I was like, I'm going to get this neck brace so I can take a photo with my cat.
All on purpose. That's great.
All right, so you posted it, Duddy.
So I posted it.
You bravely posted the double injury photo where you both look very, it's really a perfect photo.
What's going on with the guy, Josh?
So this is where it gets fun. Okay. Yeah, so one of the fans of, you know, the Dirty Heads posts online a picture of Chris Elliott, famous actor from, I guess, the 80s and 90s, funny guy. He was in Scary Movie, and it looks shockingly like Duddy. So he posts the side-by-side of Duddy and Chris Elliott from Scary Movie and says, how funny is this? These guys look alike. And that's not mean. Duddy thought this was a perfect comparison.
Dude, that's mean at all.
I saw that. I laughed my ass off, and I was like, it's perfect. Like, yes.
That's funny.
It's perfect, it's fucking hilarious. So we're laughing, but then Duddy scrolls down to see the comments. He's like, what are people saying about me? And then this guy, Steven Swindler. Duddy,
Charlie Coleman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it is Charlie Coleman.
He says,
you're right.
Charlie Coleman says,
I'm 46.
No, he says, not aging well. Like, talking about me, right?
Saying,
he says,
Duddy,
not aging
terrible.
Well. And I'm just like, well, that's fucking mean. And hey, I'm not trying to say that I'm this great looking dude, but I think for 40, I'm holding up all right. You know,
This is your fan page. This isn't your fan page.
Yeah, yeah. So and, like, hey, look, I got a lot of friends who are of my age. And let me tell you, I'm holding up okay for 40. But hey, that's not the point, right? So even that, I'm just like, oh, whatever. That's just people being people on fucking line.
So he sees someone.
Wait, but Charlie stuck up for you.
So Charlie Swindler steps in and goes.
No, Charlie did not stick up.
No, oh. Steven Swindler, I'm sorry, steps in and sticks up. He says.
Oh, Stevie D.
He says, Charlie, he's 40 years old, for fuck's sake. Show your face, fucking D-bag.
Which is, and then which is like, hey, Steven, dude, that's a good fan right there. He really stuck up for you.
Yeah. So, and then Charlie Coleman goes, this is where I was just like, are you kidding me? So this suck guy, it. Then Charlie posts.
This is the guy that said that you are not aging well?
This is the guy that says I'm not aging well. Okay. And then he posts a picture that says, Steven, I'm 46. And he posts a picture of himself. And then under that, he says, suck it.
Oh.
Like, that's so just good. Like,
he
wait,
posts
so,
a selfie of himself.
So is this
a,
like oh you, like, is this like you saying, look at, I'm 46 and I look better than you?
Which he doesn't at all.
No, hey, just, I just don't
is there any way we
it,
could like, zoom in on the photo?
We can. We need to zoom in. Now look, he's not some horrifying no. monster. No. Look, yeah, Charlie, you're fine, buddy. He's got, I do love. He's got a Let's Go Brandon shirt on. He's very does. Proud of that shirt. And I got to say,
Luke, what are you
that
doing?
That is actually funny. That is actually
yeah.
fucking
yeah, he's
hilarious.
Got a Let's Go Brandon shirt on, a black and white Mickey Mouse
a
cap.
Mickey Mouse hat.
And I just really want to see what's on these posters.
And he has, and he's got two chins, I've noticed, as well from this angle. He yeah. could choose a better angle. But I do think he's funny. I would like to hang out with him. He's probably funny.
So do just, you think
he, I don't
do
know. Think he's the Let's Go Brandon shirt is gnarly, though. I think it's hilarious, but I wouldn't personally wear it. I think it's a bridge too far
for me. I would not wear one of those
I wouldn't
either.
Be seen wearing it, but I do laugh when
no,
I though,
do you
it.
Think he like went and took the picture right after the guy said, let's see you? He's like, oh, yeah, you want to fucking see me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go, let's see me. He puts on his brand new Let's Go Brandon yeah, t-shirt.
I do think
he's like,
that.
I don't know, maybe the Mickey Mouse hat. Oh, I'm going to take it right in front of my 17 posters on my wall inside the house.
I like wow. to think he tried on like six different hats.
He's true. Yeah.
Can you zoom in onto the posters and shit behind him? I want to see what this is. If these are all like Dirty Head Gold records or something, then this is. Oh. I just got to
You guys
know.
Sent him a bunch?
Zoom no. in back
okay.
there.
Okay.
Oh, God, dude, that might be a Dirty Heads poster in the back.
I think it is.
I think it is. I think it's the turtle one that
God, in the middle looks
this
like,
is really good podcast.
That's the mask.
One in the middle might be you guys.
On the wall is hanging is the mask of the little guys in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes. And he's got movie posters back there.
And
look.
Another Mickey Mouse. Another Mickey
all right,
Mouse.
So
this
guy
is
great pod.
All right, this is great pod.
Whatever. He's got a gray beard. Fuck him.
It's just I'm just curious on this. Was this selfie taken? What are you doing?
Luke, back out of this shit.
Was this a photo? Was this selfie that he put in the comments and said, I'm 46, suck it.
Suck it.
Was this a post of like, yeah, check me out, motherfuckers. I'm hot as fuck.
He does. He thinks he's really hot. This looks like a dating profile picture that all of the girl's friends would tell her to avoid.
Oh,
doesn't
yeah.
it? Like
this guy gets dumb. Really mad when he's drunk.
Yes.
Do all the matches names end with like an EIGH or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. He watches every UFC card at Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah. That's who this
is.
But he's only allowed in two of them.
Yes, he has been asked to leave a couple.
While watching the UFC matches too, he explains how he could kick all their asses.
Yes.
Oh, that's a kimono. He's had to do a kimono.
And everyone's like, I think it's Kimura. And then he's like, yeah, no, that's not how you pronounce it.
No, it's a fucking dragon up there. He's like,
Look, he's got him. That's a headlock. He's got him right in a headlock
yes,
right now.
Yes, that's him.
So
all
I
right.
don't know. What I'm saying is let's get a poll going. Let's get my photo that I posted. Let's get this photo side by side. Let's get a poll going
in the FGWD bunker. That is the listener fan page for this very podcast. It's on Facebook. Go to Facebook, go to FGWD bunker. We will have a poll up with a picture of our friend Charlie and my brother Duddy with the cat and the neck brace, and we just want to know who's
hotter. And look, we just want to know who's hotter. This
They're
is
both
a,
hot. Dude.
This is
They're
a hot. Hot this guys. Is a hot boy contest.
This is a hot boy contest.
And there's no hard feelings here, Charlie. You're probably gonna win. Look, you're
hey, Charlie.
You're,
you don't want that smoke.
You don't want that.
You don't
smoke.
Want that smoke. When Luke zoomed in, he did have some steely blue eyes, Duddy.
Ooh,
so you better watch out. And
hey, I'm not saying I'm gonna win this poll.
No.
I just want to know.
What if you lose though? all of your fans.
I hope to God.
I kind of hope I
like. You know what, Charlie is? He brought it.
He is kind of a. He is a bit of a silver daddy.
Yeah,
isn't he over there? All right, everyone, vote for Charlie. Hotter than Doug.
Let's go, Charlie.
Let's go, Charlie.
I am actually pulling for Charlie.
I will tell you what, though. One thing that kind of creeps me out.
Yeah.
Grown-ups with Mickey Mouse stuff.
That is weird. Really weird.
Yeah.
You see, like, grown adults with, like, a Iron Man shirt. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to offend anyone. Wait, got a Captain America shirt in the house. No. I like the movies. I'm just saying.
Can we do, all right. Can we do some more shit-talking things?
Yeah, so yeah, we got yes, one for you guys fan watch. Too. We've got, is there any more people
Charlie,
making fun of the Dirty Heads?
Let's do this.
No, that's it? We go, oh, wait, what about, yes, okay, so now we have someone that's talking shit on Catastro. Are you guys excited
honestly,
for this?
Impossible.
That's so we'll, I like impossible. To do.
We had to search far and wide. Luke, how hard was it for you to find?
Oh, literally 10 months ago.
It's like, whoa. It's really fucked up.
This one
up,
is
dude.
Kind of gnarly.
This is a paragraph, so go ahead and read it.
So, all right. So, Luke, where'd you find this real quick? And YouTube? Okay,
this
so
is
Luke
Jay
had to go to
Lab.
YouTube is trash.
Oh, shut up, Luke. He said it's the first video he even tried. So, this is Jay Lab. Duddy, take it away.
Okay.
Jay Lab says, old Catastro was the bee's knees. Just seems like the lead singer got hooked on drugs and thinks he's a rapper now.
Hey, he's only had 3.5 stiffies.
Even at their concert, you could see a different vibe from them than the other bands like Iration Pepper and Fortunate Youth. Yeah, they're different
not
bands.
Not Dirty Heads.
Yeah, they're not. They're different bands. They aren't even in the same genre now. Just drugs and BS in the lyrics. Miss the guitars. Miss the chill vibes.
Wow. Nice. They get a lot of these ones.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Dude.
He was right, though.
My favorite thing was like, my favorite is like, they don't even sound like Iration or Pepper or Fortune. No, they're
like, when did we?
Bands.
But here's the thing. Yeah, you guys never ever
got
did.
Hooked.
Oh my That's God. My favorite this part.
Is, he didn't get right. hooked on drugs. He's always been on drugs.
Yes. Motherfucker, J Lab.
We this were.
And what else did they say?
What? They said that.
Now,
yeah.
Just they're really just mad at you. Don't sound like all the other bands.
You think you're a rapper now. And I will have to say on your behalf that you rapped at our cult Christian church when we were like 8
I've always
years
old. Been a rapper, J-Lav.
And yeah. if you want to prove it to J-Lav, I think the only way to do it is for you to spit the first bar of the rap that you did at our church in front of the stage.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. And in my life, I put none before thee. Because since I was a youngster, I used to know that God was the only way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what
fucking
now,
take that, J-Lav.
What now, J-Lav?
Hey, J-Lav.
Jesus is the way.
Hey, J-Lav, it seems to me I found Jesus before you.
Oh.
True.
And all that drug shit is just a facade.
It's just druggies don't say facade.
He says while slurring through the word facade.
Yeah, make me another stiffy.
It's just a facade.
Oh, make me another stiffy and let me find where J-Lab
was. That was a heavy, harsh one.
Drug break? Should we take
that
a drug break?
That was so mean.
Drug break? Okay, yeah,
okay. Guys.
No, thank you, J-Lab.
Do you have any nicer ones than that?
Well, we do have a Q&A later.
That's
the
segment.
We do have a Q&A later, and they're typically nice in there.
Tacked as shit.
Now, is that all we have talking shit?
We got the one star search.
We've got the one star search. So this is kind of something we're adding into this segment because it goes along with it. You guys all remember Star Search, right, listeners? If you're too young, Star Search was like American Idol when Duddy and I were kids. It was, Star Search. They'd have comedians, singers. And they're searching for a star where this is one star search where we search for one star reviews of the Dirty Heads. And we found one. So Luke, pull it up.
This
right,
is good.
Away,
thing. This is long.
See, no thanks.
Yeah, that was
here we go. This is from Johnny B. He says, I've said it once before and I'll say it again. Dirty Heads music has been hot garbage since the.
Oh, man, I didn't expect it to just come out. That's great.
Has been hot garbage since the albums After Any Port in a Storm, which was our first album.
Oh my God.
This guy does not like
us.
You obviously don't like us. Like, they had the perfect fusion of hip-hop and reggae and a little bit of rock. Everything since then was some mainstream BS. Any Port had like 22 songs on it too. What's this 10-song album crap? I used to love going to D8 shows in the early days, but once they got hot and mainstream, I think he's talking hot, like we're hot guys.
Yeah.
See, I told you, Charlie.
John B., vote in the poll.
Yeah. Hot and mainstream, they just haven't been the same. Hopefully one day they'll find their OG Dirty Heads grooves again and stick to it.
Wow.
So that's pretty rough. Liked one. We've put out, I don't know, I think it's like 9 or 10 albums. He liked one.
He liked one.
We get a lot of that shit where people are like, ever since Lay Me Down, they suck at. We're like, that's the first single that, like, well, I guess. Yeah, and it's like
you're placing a comment 10 years later on an album. So you're still listening. You're still consuming. Yeah, I like that.
Hey, should we read this one underneath?
What is your favorite album that you guys have?
It changes for sure. Like, I honestly really love Supermoon.
I think Supermoon was my favorite because when I heard it, I like immediately turned it off and I wanted to drive off the road. So no, I really liked it though, because it's just like you guys always switch things up a lot. And that was to me like the biggest change. And I don't know, it was beautiful. Like Dave Cobb did such a good job on it. It sounds great. And like Horsefly was like the song off of it. That I was like, oh, this one's cool. It's just a different vibe, but like nobody was doing it. And then like was it Supermoon, the single off of it? It had that like Tarantino vibe.
Yeah,
I love
it. It wasn't exactly the single, but it was just like the first song we released. But we didn't really do like a single push with it.
That's crazy that you got that feeling from it, because Morris Kid gave it a 1-star review and he said, love Swim Team and Sound of Change. He likes those. Both incredible albums, but after Swim Team, I believe they found a funk of ordinary music. Saying this about Dirty Heads, of course. He said, Supermoon, the album you like, he said, Supermoon is basic and nothing special. Disagrees with you wholeheartedly. Yeah. Listen to Me and Visions are both really bad singles.
Jesus Christ. Wasn't even a single. It was just like a B-side song.
But then they propose a toast. Here's to hoping they go back to what they were good at.
Oh.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. No, hey. So we get this a lot where we get, you know, they're not the same.
Hopefully you get good at what you do again.
Yeah, man, I'm going to practice.
Everybody wants us to make music. Not everybody. There's always like just two people that will comment on things. And like, why don't you guys make music like you did in Gentle Predator? It's like, we were 17 years old.
Yeah.
It's like, because I'm not 17, I'm not 30 going into a studio to write music, coming up with the same things that I would when I was literally in high school.
Dude, when we wrote Any Port in a Storm, I was 20. I was fucking... We were party animals, jumping off roofs and just doing whatever.
That's when we met you guys.
I am now 40 and I hurt myself on a roller coaster, guys. I can't. I'm going to write different songs.
Yeah. If they wrote Any Port in a Storm today, they would hurt themselves. Yeah. That's what's happening here. All right. Enough shit talking. Let's prove them all wrong with another cool song. What's the second song?
100 Rips.
No. Wait, are you okay? Is that the one you want to do? I thought you were going to do them in order.
I thought that was order.
Was it in order?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, F me.
Yeah.
We're doing 100 Rips.
Wait, was 100
rips.
Rips first or second?
You can do whichever one you want.
We'll do bad news.
Oh, we did 4 songs.
You did.
Oh,
okay. So we're going into the second song you guys played for us earlier. One take again, like you one did for take. All of them. Bad news. Anything you want to say about bad news?
Bad news is actually one of my favorite songs because it's a very personal song to me. And every time we play it, you know, it's my favorite song to play.
It's about an ex-girlfriend.
It's about an ex-girlfriend. Yeah, big time. You know what I mean? Like the lyrics are like very genuine. Like everything is like,
you say what happened.
Everything happened.
It's a story.
Yeah, big you know? Time.
So right. Yeah, bad news.
Here it is. Bad news.
Like, yeah, I guess I learned a life lesson, yeah. I picked the wrong one to mess with, yeah. You always had me second guessing. I can't tell if I'm swimming or just drowning in depression. Oh no, nothing at the cold shoulder. Now you left a hit me tough of things I never told you. Now you left a hit because he pulled up in the Rover. I fucked you first and came fastest, Daytona. Ooh, girl, you stop being so cold. Ooh, girl, you stop being so cold. Why am I still calling you late night? Show up, roll up a little something that feels right. And I ain't got a lot of you. I don't know what to do. Everywhere I go, bad news, bad news. Yeah, I don't know what to do. Everywhere I go, bad news, bad news. Yeah, playing games, yeah, we'll see how long that shit lasts. Quit showing up and taking all my gifts back. And I know there's no excuse for domestic abuse. I'm the one who got bitch slapped.
But I guess we can pretend that that should never happen and you never fuck my friends. Such a sad, sad story. I'm just waiting for the end and maybe we can close the book and get along and just be friends. But then again, you're bad, bad news. I wish I wouldn't know. I would have had clue. A fucked up relationship that didn't have rules. That's the last damn time you put me in a bad mood. Hey, girl, you stop being so cold. Hey, girl, you stop being so cold. Why am I still calling you late night? Show up, roll up a little something that feels right. And I ain't got a lot of you. I don't know what to do. Everywhere I go, man, lose, man, lose. Yeah, I don't know what to do. Everywhere I go, man, lose, man, lose. Hey. I said, you're bad, bad news. I wish I would've known, wish I would've had clues. A fucked up relationship that didn't have rules. That's the last damn time you put me in a bad mood. You're bad news, you're bad, bad news. I wish I would've known, wish I would've had clues. A fucked up relationship that didn't have rules. That's the last damn time. Why am I still calling you late night? Show up, roll up a little something that feels right. I ain't got a lot of you. I don't know what to do. Everywhere I go, man, lose, man, lose. Yeah, I don't know what to do. Why you keep calling me night? Show up, roll up a little something that feels right. Hey. And I ain't got a lot of you. I don't know what to do. Everywhere I go, man, lose, man, lose. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
But now we go in to the spookiest part of the show.
Oh.
Everyone's favorite part, really. This is Scary Zone. So every week, you know, Duddy brings us a scary story, typically from wherever he's on tour at. But this week we have an Arizona scary story for you guys because that's where you're from. But before we get into it, do you guys have any scary stories? Has anything happened to the band that's scary? Anything personally?
Andy,
seen a ghost, an alien?
I mean, always in the when we're driving overnight, there's always like you can trick yourself into seeing whatever you want to see. But Andy definitely had a scary situation recently in San Diego. It's about a month ago.
Oh no! I just realized something.
What's up?
Because we know you kind of briefly told us about your.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
This
okay.
is gonna really go right into what the last
J-Lab,
guy said.
J Lab might like this one.
J Lab's gonna be like, I fucking told you guys.
You know, if J Lab never listens to us again, I think we'll survive.
Yeah, you'll
survive. We will.
Let's go with it.
All right, tell us about your scary story.
So my boys were having their 30th, 30 dirty, right?
Mm-hmm.
30 dirty.
Or dirty whatever. 30? Whatever you want to call it. And I flew there last minute. I was like, hey. I'm with it. Let's go. I took two hits of acid, but the fast acting ones.
J-Lab.
So we
right.
got
fast acting.
No, so we got the acid from our guy Acid Dad.
Acid
in
Dad in Denver. If you guys never played in Pueblo, I know you probably skipped that because you're
if
a little
you
bigger
have a
than
buddy
us.
Named Acid Dad, you're a drug addict.
No, Acid Dad is the greatest.
Yeah. He's all, it's so, my dad.
This is yeah. my dad.
Actually.
Acid Dad.
He brings it to me. Basically, I took two of them. They hit me really hard. I walk out in San Diego. I start seeing like, not good vibes. Not good vibes, right?
Oh, no.
Go back to my hotel. And the girl, I was with the girl. Not a guy.
She was of age. Yeah. Don't worry.
She was, she was a.
Not a man.
She was not a man. Anyways, so we go there.
Don't have to specify so many times that it's not a man.
I'm starting to think it's a man because so many times. I was with a girl, not a man. The opposite of a dick on this human. Yeah. All right.
Mm.
Acid Daddy.
Acid Daddy. So she leaves. She's like, hey, I'm like, I don't have anything like left for you. Like, I gotta go to my work. So I spent 10 hours in this hotel.
Well, you forgot you lost your phone.
And I lost my phone. So I was tripping on acid 10 hours in a hotel by myself. And I was like, it felt like a movie, you know? I was like pulling out my hair. I was like grabbing on my legs. I was like, I was doing anything I could to feel normal.
J-Lab hit it on the
It was bad.
Yeah, J-Lab.
And then I thought about it. I was like, oh, like I could like walk around San Diego and like, But then I was like, oh,
that's scary to think about.
I'm still tripping on acid. Yeah. I have no idea what I'm doing.
And you have no phone.
I have no phone.
No way, idea where
this
to
is
go.
The bummer, too, because acid, or so, I've actually never done acid, but I've done mushrooms.
You've never done acid?
Never done acid. I've done mushrooms a bunch of times, and you can mess up a mushroom trip or an acid trip if something kind of bad happens to you right at the start, and then it sticks in your mind.
It was bad.
Losing your phone is one of the worst things that can happen to a person this day and age. So you're, right out the gates, I lost my phone.
Lost
I'm
my
on
phone,
acid.
And then I
now
took,
you're stuck
I took
in
two,
there.
I took two tabs, so
yikes.
That was one of the more I've ever taken. So,
see, one time I had lost my phone, and I took a bunch of mushrooms with my friend, and we were sitting on his like patio when it was like hitting, and we're listening to, like, Tame Impala just off his phone on the table in front of us, and like I start tripping, and I'm like, I'm only hearing the sound of his phone coming from my pocket. Like, I was convinced that like the audio was coming from my pocket, and I was like, oh, like, he knows I don't have a phone. He, like, I don't know why I picked up his phone. I put it in my pocket, but he's going to know I stole his phone because it's playing music. And I just got in this loop where it was like 8 hours of me being like, my friends are going to hate me because they think I'm stealing their phone. It's just like, it can get really scary really fast when you're messing with psychedelics.
Have you guys ever done DMT?
No.
Okay.
I have not.
Yeah, that's interesting to me. I don't know
I'd
that
like
I
to.
Probably, I don't
Jared
know that I ever will, but yeah,
Jared's
but it does sound
Jared's
interesting.
Yeah.
I want to
have
some maybe do it.
So we have,
do you really?
Yeah, we literally do.
Let's fucking
dude,
do
Colorado,
it.
Dude, Colorado gives us
we wrote one album where I was doing DMT, I think
J-Lab.
Every, what, 3 hours?
Yeah,
2 hours?
Was it not washed? Was it washed?
It was washed. Yeah.
It was washed. I woke up, me and him shared a room. I woke up at 7 a.m. And I just, the smell of mothballs. And I was like, what?
It smells
and
it
Andy,
smells really
Andy wake and
like,
bake
smells
DMT
like,
at 7 a.m.
It smells like my grandma.
Oh, that's what DMT smells like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
like
he went and wrote washed.
That's the one where people say you kind of have like a crazy experience. Like you
it lasts like
things
15
about
minutes.
The
yeah.
15, 12 minutes.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. Everyone who does it kind of says it's awesome and rad.
Perfect. Well, we
but
have
I am scared of it.
So
I am scared.
I'm scared of it.
Oh, I can't.
I haven't done it.
Today's not the day.
Well,
but I am interested.
It's 10 minutes.
Wait a minute. DMT, you're I'm not doing it, but you're fucked up for 10 minutes and then you
and then
go about
like
your
life.
And then you're
minutes,
done.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You
that's
go surf,
gnarly.
You go listen to
and you're not
it's
even
over.
Like high after. You're just like,
yikes.
See, the thing is, I think that I couldn't handle that 15 minutes so much. They would ruin
I'm scared.
Years.
It would ruin
I would need
years.
To clear my schedule.
I've never had not like a bad trip on mushrooms. I've done them like 6 times and every time it's like terrifying. So.
Well, speaking
of.
Wow,
bro.
Daddy.
Let's do it. Say it together. One,
two,
three.
Well, speaking of
terrifying.
Yeah. Listen, I know you guys are from Arizona.
Okay.
And I'm not on the road right now because normally when I'm on the road, wherever I'm at, I walk around the town and I like find a local and I ask him if he knows about any scary stuff.
Do you actually do that?
Yeah.
You want to know my favorite thing you do on the road is? You put your hair into your hat so no one knows who you are.
Oh, totally. It's so funny. If I just put my hair up, nobody knows who the fuck I am. I can stand in line and just be like, who's playing tonight?
That is awesome.
It's
I didn't
so
even
funny.
Know you did that. That's hilarious.
You had your hair all the way up in your hat and you were like, I was like, what are you doing? And you're like, oh, I don't even know who the fuck I am.
No, but I flew to Arizona yesterday because I knew you guys were coming in and I flew back.
Yeah.
And I was walking around and I was asking people about scary stuff and I found some local Arizona scary stuff. And I was wondering if you guys have ever heard of the legend of the red ghost.
No, dude, I thought for sure you were going to bring up the Phoenix Lights, like the alien thing. Cause that's like the most famous, like supernatural, but I've never heard of the red ghost.
Oh, well you're about to.
We turn over like tumbleweeds and shit and we ask the important questions.
Yeah. And normally like when I find someone, like they'll tell me the story and then right when I turn around, they're just fucking gone.
Yeah, they usually disappear.
No way.
Yeah.
They turn into tumbleweeds?
Who knows?
Sometimes.
Who knows?
It's crazy.
But I do know that this is the story.
What kind of stuff are they saying about them red ghosts?
Oh, it says.
And I don't know either. This is gonna be fun.
The stories apparently began in the late 1880s as miners and ranchers shared the land with a herd of camel imported roughly 30 years earlier by the U.S. Army officially looking for beasts of burden, well adapted to living in the desert. So They brought some camels over, you know?
Okay.
Well, the experiment ultimately failed.
Camels did not do well in
Phoenix. Camels had no idea they were being phased out. For the most part, they kept to themselves, except for the one with red hair.
Oh, yeah. A ginger camel.
A ginger camel.
The camel trampled his way into lore. It's said that the red ghost, as it came to be called, terrorized travelers and wildlife and even killed a pregnant woman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. One day, the red ghost picked the wrong vegetable patch, though, to graze and was shot by a farmer. Strapped to the camel's back was a headless skeleton.
What?
As if the red ghost was being commanded from beyond the grave.
Whoa.
That is good.
I love that. That was in Arizona?
Yeah.
That's so fucking great.
Somehow, the camel did more harm than almost every creature you've brought to us in a
normally the creatures
episodes.
Or the ghosts or the haunting, like, normally they just kind of bang on stuff.
Yeah.
Or they're just like, ooh, and then they don't ever touch anyone or hurt anyone.
Yeah.
Or it's like, oh, you'll hear a whining, or you'll see a lady in a dress. It's usually stuff like that. Normally no one gets hurt. This crazy fucking camel.
Lady. He was not pro-life.
That's
he was,
two murders no. under that.
Why does he have red hair?
Yeah, I don't know. You would think that like a red-headed camel would probably just get so ridiculed its entire life that it wouldn't like become. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe
that's what happened.
He was so ostracized because for having red hair.
You know, like
that
you
he
say,
just
like,
became
yeah.
like he's just so bitter. And maybe like a dead person was also like redheaded and they like latched onto him somehow.
Yes.
And then the redhead gene.
It's like
just,
the black sheep.
Yeah.
You know, is outcasted,
yeah.
but. The red camel.
You know what I just realized about camels too? What the fuck happened to camels? When I was younger, there was like camel cigarettes.
Yeah.
And
still
it seemed like every other movie, like Indiana Jones is on a camel. I haven't fucking seen a camel in 20 years. They're
There's
not
been,
in any movies.
It's a
they're
big extinct. Camel shortage.
They're really
no, they're not.
It's like a real big, I mean, in other parts of the world, I'm sure they're just as popular as ever. But Americans, we've really turned our back.
When's
the
last time you've seen an actual camel like close up?
Dude, I had to have been like 7 years old at like a
bro,
zoo.
They're weird.
So camel,
yeah,
what we're saying is like camels
weird.
Really need to up
creature.
Their publicity budget because we're not seeing much
yeah.
of you.
They
you kind of died
agent.
Out, especially in the pandemic. I haven't even heard the word camel in like
yeah,
2 years.
Yeah, they basically.
So they really yeah. need to up their PR.
Let's bring camels back.
Let's bring camels back.
Yeah.
Camelbacks?
Let's make them great again.
Yeah.
Camelbacks.
Camelbacks. Ooh.
Wait, I wonder if that's why they named Camelback Mountain. That's where the street we live on. There's a mountain
oh,
out
is it?
There.
Well, there
really?
You go.
It's called Camelback.
It's up to you guys. Anyway, it was just a thought.
It's a red camel.
Hey,
you know.
Bottom line is there's a scary ass redheaded camel out there killing pregnant women.
That's Lance. The important thing. Well, not anymore. Thanks to a farmer.
A farmer.
Yes. He's
someone
pretty easy
else you
to
don't
kill.
Hear a lot about.
Like
right.
just one shot, the camel. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like it wasn't a ghost or like the ghost, the legend of the
people don't
ghost.
Hunt camels because it's the easiest thing on earth to kill.
Wait, do we have one more game?
A game?
I thought we were going to play one more game.
No, it's a Q&A.
Have we
no,
played
Q&A.
A game?
Okay.
Sort
okay.
of. Oh, why? Why? Are you scared?
I'm just ready.
Oh, you're okay. ready?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what we're going to do here, Jake?
What's that?
Let's do another song, and then we're going to get into...
We didn't even play live music.
Do you want to?
I kind of do, dude. Let's do that. Let's just have a little bit of fun. Duddy, grab your pink guitar. Everybody...
No, dude. I think.
Oh, you want to do it? You want Tanner?
I think Tanner should come shred
yeah,
a solo
come
on this
over
pink
here
guitar.
And grab the pink guitar.
Come on!
All right, everybody, we've got this new thing.
You
Duddy,
guys don't even have to move.
Duddy was given a cigar box amplifier at one of his venues on his last tour because the Dirty Heads.
Will you hand me that quarter inch right there?
The Dirty Heads sold out the venue, and as a little prize, they gave him cigar box that's turned into a guitar amp. So we have it here on set, and we're gonna have Tanner from Catastro
and then we
rip
see that
a solo
switch on top of
live.
Yeah, got flip it. That bad boy.
Here, guitar.
This is good pod.
Get out the harmonica.
Oh, dude, don't make me get out the harm.
Get out that harm, dude.
I don't know. Okay, we'll switch it. I'll play to you.
We're probably gonna cut a lot of this out.
Yeah.
I don't even know what key this harmonica's in.
I'll make it easy. I'll just do two notes. Thank you.
guys. You got it. Thank you.
All right, let's get into one more
song. That's what everybody says,
and then we're going to jump into some Q&A. What's the name of this next track?
How many songs have we done so far?
We've done two.
Two. This next track is called 100 Rips.
100 Rips. Here we go.
So nice, so I had to drop the roof low. Got another five, I'll never show up in a suit though. Trying to stay alive, chasing all this loot though. Give me 6 feet, little homie, I need room, yo. I want the whole damn pie, not just some of it. My weed's so good, you gon' wanna take 100 rips. When it goes down and the shit blows up, I'ma blow smoke with my windows up. I'm going out of town, cause I've had enough of all this stuff I'm thinking of. When it goes down and the shit blows up, I'ma blow smoke with my windows up. Going out of town cause I've had enough of all this stuff I'm thinking of. Yo, this is summertime vibe. What a time to be alive. I got one bad chick, but got another on my side. Tell her hop in the ride, we'll put our problems aside. I know she'll always be there, just like Bonnie and Clyde. And every time we cruise, it's always sunny like the Vito. I took a little Lucy while I listened to the Beatles. Yeah, you know the drill, puff pass like Marino. And if you got a problem, we say fuck you just like CeeLo. When it goes down and the shit blows up, I'ma blow smoke with my windows up. Going out of town cause I've had enough of all this stuff I'm thinking of. When it goes down and the shit blows up, I'ma blow smoke in my windows up. Going out of town cause I've had enough of all this stuff I'm thinking of. When it goes down and the shit blows up, I'ma blow smoke with my windows up. I'm going out of town cause I've had enough of all this stuff I'm thinking of. When it goes down and the shit blows up, I'ma blow smoke with my windows up. I'm going out of town cause I've had enough of all this stuff I'm thinking of. When it goes down and the shit blows up, right? But when it goes down and the shit blows up, right? Goes down and the shit blows up, right? Blow smoke, blow smoke, blow smoke from my windows up. But when it goes down and the shit blows up, right? Goes down and my shit blows up, right?
Boom. And another one. Another amazing track. Thank you, guys.
And then another one.
Yeah. Now what we are going to do is move into some Q&A from our Patreon members. Guys, we do have a Patreon page. If you are listening and enjoying the show and you want a little more, you can go on over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy, and you will get 4 extra episodes every month. And I do like guitar tutorials over there for Dirty Head tracks and all sorts of behind the scenes stuff. It's a lot of fun. It is $5 a month, but it really does help the podcast keep going. And you get a lot of fun stuff. And you get a chance to ask Q&A questions that me and Jake and our guests will answer on the podcast.
Yes, sir. All right.
You guys do an extra episode every week for your Patreon? That's pretty crazy.
Sometimes we miss, but
yeah,
we always try to make it up if we do.
For sure.
Yeah.
Let's do these.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
We've answered some of these already for our Patreon show we did, but I'm going to go. We got Christina Whitman. She says, this is great. She says, how do you guys deal with social media assholes? Sometimes shitty shit they say on there gets to me, but I hold myself back from saying anything. Well, we bring it up on the show and we talk about it.
Yeah. I love when people talk shit about us online, because if you only like read good things about yourself, you'll end up believing it. And I really want to hear like how trash we are and like how much more we need to work, because I don't know, that just fuels me. So I don't respond unless you have something really funny to say back.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's worth it.
Yes. And just can't get mad. And that's like another reason why we like to do this on the show is read the people that are hating, because also people that are, look, everybody gets bullied online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's nice. I hope it's nice for the listeners to see that even Duddy, even like, you know, because our listeners are fans of the Dirty Heads. So even the band that you love, they're getting trashed.
Oh, everybody. Nobody's safe.
You know, we're all in this together.
I'm sure it's all good fun. Like super hot models out there. Probably people going, you're ugly.
Do you know who would do that? Do you know who would do that? Is it Charlie?
Charlie
for sure. He watches the Victoria's Secret and he's like, nah.
He watches a Victoria's Secret model. He goes, no, she's not aging well. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Well, we already answered that key one.
Yeah, no, I just tried to
see some more talking shit ones.
Let's see. Jesse Rules of Nameless says, what is a pocket full of?
When we wrote that song.
Is it sex or drugs? I need to know.
It is.
What is a pocket full of?
If you want the real answer, a pocket full is a pocket full of drugs.
Probably, yeah. There's a pocket full of...
Who was it?
God, Travis.
J-Fav.
He's really J-Fav.
Very intuitive.
Yeah, that one is more like the whole album. We kind of just wanted the vibe of like you're going out with your friends, you're partying, you're driving around, you know, like late night kind of cruising, drinking beers, whatever. So it's kind of, we had this whole like, it could be whatever you want to think of, but it's a pocket full of like whatever is going to make your night better.
Nice.
I'd like could to be a bag know of weed, what a could be pocket something. Full of sex.
Pocket full of sex?
Yeah.
Is it sex or drugs?
Hey, man, if you want to know what a pocket full of sex is...
Dude, pocket full of sex seems sticky.
It does seem sticky.
You reach in your pocket, you're like, oh,
a pocket full of sex is like a pocket full of pube aioli.
Yeah,
pocket full of drugs.
Pocket full of drugs?
Well, it could be
whatever
a pocket
full of? Drug of your choice.
Pocket full of whatever is going to make your night better.
Let's see here.
There you go.
Kristen. Okay, Allison, I Know Everything Lynch says, who do you want to collaborate with the most?
Well,
that's kind of a hard question. There's so many,
yeah.
Cool people to collaborate with, because I would like to do some stuff with people that are like very outside of the scene. But I don't know. It's really that's a difficult question. There's so many artists.
Those are good questions. Like I get it, because people really would like to know. But it's because there's probably 30 people that you'd love to do stuff with.
Okay,
you like to do
Black Bear. He's got one.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think Black Bear would be cool. It'd be cool to do some like pop artists. Like
very
that.
Big fan of him. Who else?
I don't know. I just got really into Dijon. Have you heard of this guy?
He's I like the
kind of on the the mustard's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
the artist is really good though. He's going on tour with Bon Iver, and that's how I found him. But he's got this like really raw, like cool style. I just think it'd be cool to like try to find somebody that's like completely out of our sound, and just see what we would make at the same time.
Do you
time.
Know what I've been seeing on the internet?
What have you been seeing on the internet?
A lot of people say Catastro and Dirty Heads need to do a song together again.
Yeah, and people need to realize that we already did.
You know what I've been seeing in the air?
That's just what they're saying.
Damn.
I know you're busy.
Yeah. Well, you can never trust the internet.
Yeah, you can't trust the internet.
They're saying that and that Duddy's not aging well.
Yeah.
A lot of shit on the internet.
True.
Fake news.
Okay.
Christina Beck says, hi, boys. Awesome show in Pueblo. So stoked to finally hear Pocket Full alive. Hopefully you will be home from tour to celebrate Thanksgiving with your families. What are each of your favorite Thanksgiving foods?
Oh, that's great. So Kristen Beck, actually, she's really good friends with Acidette. So I know who that is.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, yeah. We know her very well. She's a very nice person. So
I know two people who know Acidette. Crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys and Christina Beck.
Kristen Beck. So Thanksgiving. So we're not going to be at home for Thanksgiving this year. We are going to be in a hotel on double beds in San Diego. So we'll see. It'll probably be a Chinese food on the beach.
That
doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah.
It's really not that bad.
As far as our favorite, do you have a favorite Thanksgiving food? Because I honestly don't like Thanksgiving food.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
We call it orange and brown in our family. My mom makes
yum.
It. Yeah, it sounds horrifying.
That sounds crazy.
Sounds like something you find in underwear, like, and it's, you know, but no, orange and brown. So it's it's sweet potatoes, you know, whatever, sweet potatoes. And then on top, what does she put on there? It's
brown,
like sweet
something.
Potato.
Well, she does
caramelized
Caramelized like pecan crust. It's like a crunchy pecan crust with like marshmallow crap on it.
Marshmallowy shit. And then there's cinnamon on there and she bakes it all. So I'll eat a half a pan of it. Like I love it.
You need that orange and brown tonight.
I need that orange and brown. Okay. And I'm getting it this year. I'm not gonna see Duddy this year. I'm gonna be in the mountains, but mom and dad are gonna drive.
You guys are spending Thanksgiving away from each other?
I know. Yeah. It's my fault.
It is 100%
We really wanted to go to the mountains this Thanksgiving.
Bad brother.
Yeah. I know. And my wife's off on those days. That's her days off of work. We're like, we gotta go.
You gotta go.
We're going. We'll see him at Christmas.
I'm not a fan of turkey. I'm not a fan of anything. It's gross, dude.
It's dry.
Everyone I've talked to has said that this week. They're like, turkey.
Turkey's
like,
whack.
Turkey's whack.
Turkey
is whack. Turkey's all right, next whack. Question. Turkey's whack.
Mac, who's your daddy, Plante, says, hey, Team Catastro, love your music. Was introduced to it through the Dirty Heads family. My question is a simple one. What was the story or inspiration behind One Day?
One Day, Andy hit the bong twice. And
at
a loss for words. No, so One Day is just kind of like coming to terms with a relationship that is not really going to make it. So it's like when you are still talking to the girl or the guy, if you're in San Diego on acid. If you're in the first stages where everything's good, but you can just tell that one day you're not going to want to see me. One day this is all negotiated. I'm going to fuck this up or something's going to happen. So it's like kind of one of those.
But then
like,
the chorus is like, and that's when she's saying, I can't be alone.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, I need you to go. I need you. So it's like,
it's coming to
it
terms
comes
of
back
fighting
to like,
with
I really do need you.
Yeah. It's like fighting with yourself on like, can we make this work? Or like all these things. I know it's all going to get fucked up with going on tour, going whatever you're going to do. But like, can we make this happen where, you know, I do miss you. I do need you. But also, one day you're not gonna want to see me. Yeah. You're not gonna want to talk. So.
It is tough as hell to try to keep a relationship when you're going on tour all the time.
Yeah,
fucking gnarly, man. It's a weird life. Any more?
Melissa Mierto says favorite Dirty Heads memory.
I mean that's a tough one too. Yeah, that's like saying so who do you want to collab with? It's like there's so many.
Favorite Dirty Heads memory for us or you?
I don't know.
Oh, there you go. If you have
if you have one, go for it.
Well,
mine would probably be the JJ's rap.
Well, when Christian shit in someone's sink,
no,
and then we rapped about all being gay.
No, I would say favorite.
That's Daddy's favorite Dirty Heads moment too.
Yeah, I would say probably like the Mexico trip, like 15 years ago or whatever. Because after nobody came, we all decided to go to the bar, but we fit like three bands into your guys's. You guys were in a van
It was 14 people in our van, I believe.
No, I think it was 22.
It was 22. That's right.
We had 22 people inside your van.
And I'll never forget, Christian had one of the best burns on Howie. Ballyhoo was there.
Oh, shit. Ballyhoo was there.
And Howie, he's a good buddy of ours, and it was so funny. And I remember the thing back in the day where it was like, he never would take a tour pass off his lanyard.
Oh, so he just had
like
no, he had like 300 of them on there.
Fucking tour passes,
just walking around everywhere. Yeah, why, Howie?
All these tour passes everywhere. And then
that's a should be slapped. Honestly.
Yeah, that. But then Christian said something. He's like, "Oh, we'd all fit in here.
Howie, oh no,
we'd all fit a lot better in here if Howie would take his dang tour pass."
That's so good. No, that's so funny. The worst is like when you see people that aren't on tour. That's so good.
Yeah,
that's but so you hot, see like a guy like at a gas station. He's not on tour and he just has like 10 fucking laminates. You're like,
"Hey, buddy."
You're like a house light guy somewhere.
Yeah, dude. That's so fucking that Mexico show keeps giving us gifts.
Yeah,
I think we need to go back.
We've talked about it. We've had so many bands on our show that are in the scene. Obviously, we're having Duddy's friends on and my friends on. So yeah, so like five or six different bands have had different angles on this show, and all the times I've heard it talked about, I've never heard that Howie joke.
Yeah,
it keeps giving us gifts. And see, there it is, dude. Andy's
Oh, sorry.
He's all stoned. He's coughing over here. His band told him they're all don't smoke pot until after the podcast. But he's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
And look what happened to him.
You know who else is a bad boy?
Who's that?
Bruce Strawn. And he wants to know, what is something you like to do in each city you visit if time permits to do anything? Honestly, I have this thing I love to do on days off and I like to go like by myself. Because we're always with each other, right? Yeah. You're always on the bus. You wake up. You look at everyone. You're always around everyone. So days off for lunch, I like to just go get ramen. Ooh, I find a ramen spot if I can.
How many eggs do you get in your ramen?
I usually get an extra egg. So I get like the two. And they're not. They're like
two.
Half.
Yeah.
So you get like really like one full egg. But what's up? Oh, I was pinching. Is it good now? Yeah, that's like my thing. I'm always like, oh, dude, if there's a cool ramen spot nearby, I go and I sit and I eat ramen and I just like, I'll listen to a podcast most of the time. Yeah.
Love the whole ramen?
I'll eat a whole ramen, yeah.
Do you,
I like to eat half ramen.
He's getting so hungry right now. Like this, as the bong rips going, he's just like, ramen?
He looked at Duddy like a whole ramen. He's never seen one. He was like, a whole ramen?
A whole one?
Look at like, me. I'm not a half yeah, ramen type of guy.
Hungry eyes. Look at that.
You said you do a podcast. Podcast on tour, is that like what gets you through like the kill time thing?
Oh yeah, I love listening to podcasts.
I recently started doing audiobooks and that like kills like the whole drive.
Totally.
Yeah.
Guess love what I'm listening to right now, boys, before we get out here.
What are you listening?
The Torah.
Whoa.
Or the Old Testament. That's right. Because Duddy and I are Jews, but we've never really educated ourselves on it. I haven't, you know? Yeah. And so lately, because I listen to podcasts, I listen to all the same stuff you guys do, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to the Bible. I'm not going to read it.
Can't read that.
I'm going to listen to the Old Testament because that's like the story of the Jews and all that stuff. And I've been listening to that.
How's that going?
It's fucking gnarly, first of all.
Yeah.
I got to Jacob. That's my name. I'm like, oh, Jacob, let's hear about this guy. Oh, cool. He's banging two of his nieces.
Oh.
He's banging their house maidens. He's like, everyone's banging everybody in the Bible and there's no one there. There's very few people on earth. Ooh. So they're all banging family members. I didn't know all this.
Yeah.
It's a fucking wild story.
You got a great namesake.
Jacob's a real slut in the Bible.
He is, yeah. It gets a little fishy in the second, in the New Testament.
So does it? Like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, don't.
Don't spoil it.
No, it's like lost. Like, maybe don't even go there.
No, I'll.
It's all bad.
I don't know what happens
I'll get
at
there
the
eventually.
End. I won't spoil it.
I'm pinching it still. Jesus.
All right. This is good pod.
Yeah, this is great pod. Matt Clem says, can we get a DH Catastro track? He must have heard it on the internet too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's fucking do one.
Let's see here. The Shroomstress says, I saw you guys at Cervantes, the absolute best show. Did you guys have a ritual or anything that you absolutely do before every show or after?
We don't. We don't have like a chant that we do. We don't have anything. We just like generally like look for Andy, see if he's anywhere near the
make
stage.
Make sure Andy's there.
Yeah. But
oh, that's Sublime with Rome's ritual with Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have like one thing. I know a lot of bands have like the chant or they always say one thing before they go out and get ready, but we usually just try to like stand next to the stage and like kind of jump up and down. And we're usually very like chill people backstage and we go out and we try to like go as crazy as possible. So kind of channel that as much as we can.
I gotta know what rack? what's their name?
Rack.
Rastafari and
their ritual.
They must have one, right?
Yeah.
It's by like the stars of Judah,
light some sage.
Sage, of course, cleanse the area.
Tie your dreadlock to the person to the right of you.
Dread braid, of course.
It's kind of like an avatar connection situation.
You take a bite of something out of like a banana leaf.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Use the leaf to pick it up. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I hope they do all that. Is there any more?
007 says, any holiday traditions you guys have for when you're on tour and not with your family?
We go to Butters, the tour manager of Fortunate Youth's house, and we eat all his leftovers.
Yeah.
Nice. Love it. Love it.
That's our tradition.
This is our last question. And then after this one, we are going to send you guys off with another track.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. You guys played four for us. So we got an extra track.
And,
this is personally your favorite, right, Daddy?
Yeah.
What? The next song?
The next track is my absolute favorite. I walked down the aisle to it.
Well, before we do this, I had to say, it reminded me when you said you were going through the Torah. My favorite Dirty Heads moment ever was we were there for your bar mitzvah.
Oh, in Seattle. Yes.
And so everybody carrying you on a chair, I think that was probably my favorite.
That's right.
Dirty Heads. That was good.
That was good.
That was so good. Bar mitzvah, my birthday, we were on the road. And we did the whole line, man. Everyone, they put me on a chair. Yeah. They walked me around.
Yeah.
It was so good. And the whole night was fucking bar mitzvah themed. It was so great.
It was fun. So that was Marymore Park, I think, in Seattle. That was probably my favorite.
Was that the same night that girl that you guys threw up like the fucking Exorcist movie?
Yeah.
Just blah.
And somebody sat us down after. They sat us down, or I think Jared, and he was like, you know, we know you guys, so it's okay. But if you guys were on tour with anybody else, you would probably be let go because that cannot happen. And then we were like, oh, okay.
Well, and it wasn't 100% their fault because it was this girl's fault. She did it to herself. I watched the whole thing go down.
We weren't like feeding her drinks.
No.
Well, she was my cousin.
To herself. So. It was your cousin?
No. Oh. It was your girlfriend at the time.
You're a drug addict and your cousin's an alcoholic? What? No. So this girl, she
was hot
rolls up. I don't even remember what she looks like or anything, but
hot as fuck.
Was she?
No.
He doesn't even remember who it
but
is.
But she does one of those things that little girls like to do, which was probably after not eating anything all day. And she's like, I can fucking drink like boys, you know, and she grabs the bottle of Fireball and just starts pounding it. And she chugs like half this fucking bottle of Fireball. And I'm just watching her. I'm just like, this chick is going to get so sick real soon. Happen. So she gets so fucking sick that she's like falls down.
My guest.
Yeah, this was your guys' guest. Yes, this was Andy's guest. And Andy's off in the bushes on acid and this chick, she gets so drunk. She like falls down, right? And then she's like not really conscious at this point. Like her eyes are like going in the back of her head. So we're like, shit. So we get our tour manager. We're backstage of the concert and it's after the show. The show's over, but there's still like a medical team there. So we get our tour manager. We're like, dude, you might want to go get the medical team over here. Yeah. This chick is like done, right? So these fucking poor medical team comes over. It's like, it was like two people, it was like a guy and a girl. And they come over and they're trying to like wake her up and they've got her laid out nice now. And they're like, you know, put something soft in her head. And they're like, whatever. They're trying to do her
thing. I remember this not nearly as bad as you two.
Oh, dude. What happens next?
I'm sorry.
Daddy's setting this up nicely.
And then they're sitting over her, you know, like kind of like talking to each other and like, looking at her and then she just fucking sits up like a zombie movie, just whink, she just sits up and just goes blah. And it came out like a fire hose all over the medic people, both of them just covered.
Covered. To be fair, we never saw her again after that. And I saw her on Instagram the other day. And she's doing very well. So.
Okay, good. She's
fine and well. Yeah,
she takes her time with the Fireball now. She's learned her lesson.
Yeah, that was so. When we played Remac Arena in La Jolla with you guys, and somebody from Fireball came and they gave us like 10 cases of Fireball in our trailer. And we were like so broken that first night. Like we drank so much of it because it was the only alcohol we had access to. And I lost my phone and my wallet that first night
And so I had to do the whole like month and a half tour with no phone. And I was just like, it would be like 16-hour drives and I'd just be going like crazy in the backseat. I would just be looking over the bunk and to see Andy's phone. And I'd be like, Andy, can I use your phone?
What are you looking at?
What are you looking at? Not the best time in
They're playing history. Angry yeah. Birds. You're just looking at them jealous. I have a memory of that. Early on, I didn't have an iPhone and everyone in the band was playing Angry Birds.
Yeah.
It was like on a fucking BlackBerry going, there's no Angry Birds. Shit.
Well, before we get into this last song, thank you guys, first of all, for coming down.
Thank you.
And is there anything you guys want to like
plug
real quick before we get out?
Yeah, I mean, check for tour dates. I'm sure we have some coming up in early of this year. Catastrophemusic.com. We always got new merch drops coming out like every other month or so. We have a private fan club, kind of like what you guys do with Patreon, called Pillar, where we just drop exclusive like behind the scenes videos and stuff. And then listen to the Camp podcast, where it's me and our drummer Stravers, and we
and
pretty much
who's going to be on episode 90?
Andy keeps saying he's going to be on episode 90, but thank I don't you. Know. We'll see. After this episode, we might push it to 100.
Oh. You got to prove yourself. Yeah, and it's Camp with a K, the Camp, right?
Yeah, the Camp podcast, K-A-M-P.
Yep.
But thank you guys so much. This has been so much fun.
Dude, thank you guys. And what's the name of this last track?
This last track is called Drop Top.
Drop Top, ooh.
Daddy's fave.
My fave. Let's go, boys. Thank you guys again for listening. Thank you guys for coming down. Hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. Thanks, man.
And I'm like drop top, ooh. We in the mood. It's Friday night. Know we about the crew. I finna slide through. Yeah, I kinda like you. I've been all around and they don't really make him like you. I pull up in the car, 42 with my cup. I couldn't make the shit up. We ain't dreaming love. Put a drop on your tongue. Staying up to the sun. Staying up to with none. We ain't dreaming love. Come close, baby. Ride slow with me. Sit back, just relax and take it slow with my drop top. You say something, should we pull up to the function? Should we keep that Marvin bumping? No, you think we interrupting. You ain't hit me up for nothing. You be looking for some loving. Every time I'm solo cupping, always buzzing up to something. When I pull up in the cup, 42 with my cup, I couldn't make this shit up. We ain't dreaming love. Put the drop on your tongue. Staying up to the sun. Staying up till we're done. We ain't dreaming love. Come close to me. Ride slow with me. Sit back. Relax and take it slow with my drop top. Ooh, we in the mood. I want your love, girl. I know you want it too. Come close, baby. Ride slow with me. Sit back, just relax and take it slow with my drop top. Ooh, we in the mood. I want your love, girl. I know you want it too. I pull up in the cup. It's 42 with my cup. Staying up to the sun. Staying up to staying up to the sun, we ain't dreaming love. Hey, so come close, baby. Ride slow with me. Sit back, just relax and take it slow with my drop top. Ooh, we in the mood. I want your love, girl. I know you want it too. So come close, baby. Ride slow with me, sit back, just relax and take it slow with my drop top. Ooh.